All right. Welcome to 3 to 5 Guys Boxes and Fries. My name's Phil Salter. Today we have John and Austin Lovell, who goes by Lovell, as far as I'm concerned, because we got a couple Austins here at our company. Mm-hmm. Welcome, you guys.
Thanks.
So, first of all, I'm going to explain something. I keep mentioning like getting a written podcast review on Apple Podcasts, but I've had a couple people ask me, well, how do I do that? I tried to do it. I don't know how to do it. If you go to the actual podcast, you just keep scrolling down. If you're on the actual podcast page on the Apple Podcast app, at the bottom you'll find where you can put like a star review and also write a written review. So that's where you do it. So if you feel so inclined, I'm only saying this because I feel like there's been a couple people who would have done it if they knew where to go. And if you do write the review, we'll read it on the podcast. And I want to do a shout out to a podcast that I've listened to called The Mysterious Mr. Epstein. Very interesting. Just kind of has multiple episodes, if I recall, like 6 or 7. Just going into like the whole story of Mr. Jeffrey Epstein and the craziness that is. And that's produced by the Wondery Podcast Network, which basically, if it's a Wondery podcast, I end up listening to it because it's just awesome. All right. I want to start with a question for you guys. A question my son asked me the other day. He asked me, are sharks mean? What do you guys think?
Yes, 100%.
Why? Sharks are mean.
They want to eat.
Inherently, probably not. They're obviously just trying to survive. From our perspective, they seem kind of mean.
They give me fear of going into the oceans, lakes, and pools.
And that's mean. That's bullying.
That's bullying. That's mental bullying right there.
Yeah. Because I was like, so I told my son, I was like, no, they're not mean. And he's like, well, do they eat people? And I was like, no, not really. And then he walks away. And I'm like, oh, I guess he took my answer. I mean, I obviously know that there are incidences of sharks eating people, but it's very, very rare, right? It's not like something that happens that often. And he comes back with this like National Geographic kid book that shows a girl, like that surfer girl that they even made a movie about her, had her arm bitten off by a great white. You know, he's like, well, what do you call this, dad? And he shows me the picture of her arm missing. And he even bit her surfboard, you know? So I was like, oh, I can't. I was like, there you go. You're right. Sharks are mean.
I call that 3 hours of timeout in your room. Now get going.
Yeah. Don't you ever make me feel like I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. So today, I've been kind of thinking, and this is the crazy thing. Anyone who's near me in my life right now knows that last Friday, I almost got in this crazy accident where I was driving in the middle of nowhere. It was dark outside. And someone was trying to pass. As I was going up over a hill, basically, I almost got in a head-on collision. That's the short of it, right? And I had to go driving off the road just to not get hit. And it was pretty crazy. So I've been thinking a lot about mortality and things like that. And so I'm like, I don't know, maybe that's a little too dark to get into, talking about mortality. So I was like, let me think of something lighter, And I was like, well, what about we talk about animals? And the topic I want to bring up is, are humans more important than other types of animals, right? And then I thought of a story when I was a kid. We're driving down the road. And so then I'm like, oh, I'm still thinking about mortality because I remember the story of we're driving and there was this hill by my house. And there was this like these chipmunks that would always kind of like run in the road and go back to the hill. Anyways, one of the chipmunks gets run over by a car. Only like its lower half of its body. And it's like sitting there like squirming around. And so that's kind of morbid, right? And another chipmunk ran back to it like, come on, buddy, let's go. Come on, let's go. And he's just sitting there and the chipmunk was like, and I thought, oh man, that chipmunk really cares about his buddy, That's their world, right? That hill, their lives are important to them. You know what I mean? But if a person gets run over, I think I feel a little worse about it, right? But why are we more important than other animals? Or are we?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up. What was the discussion we were having the other day? Oh, is it you, John, that got your neighbors upstairs have a dog now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We were talking about you might have to go up there and put that dog down. No, it's not the dog's fault. Go put the owners down. and how the internet will freak out if you killed the dog, but maybe you'll be seen as a hero if you put the owners down instead.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, Phil. I feel like it, you know, the answer depends based on what angle you're looking at it from. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as a human and just as the human species, it's sort of an inherent duty or goal or inner need for the species to self-preserve, right? We want to make sure that the human race, the human species continues to exist. And I feel like every other animal species out there has that same natural instinct. No matter what, the most important thing is to ensure the existence and survival of your species. So from that perspective, yes, humans are more important than animals because to us they are, right? We're not going to prioritize the lives of animals over the lives of humans. Now, that's not to say that we should not prioritize the lives of animals. You know, I think most of us accept the fact that we're, you know, as the, I guess, the most intelligent beings on the planet, we have a responsibility and sort of a ownership or, you know, whatever, over the earth and other inhabitants on the earth. So I don't know. It's hard to say. That's just me blabbing. So
no, totally. Oh, do you have some level?
Oh, I was going to piggyback off of what John said was, that, you know, we believe that we have dominion over the earth. And, you know, people may say, well, that's shallow thinking. That's not right. Well, the other mentality could be like, okay, fine. We are not in charge of the earth. Well, it's good for us to, I'd rather lean into the camp of, you know, the earth is our responsibility, and our responsibility is to take care of the earth, which means taking care of the animals that are here. I'd rather lean into that camp of being responsible than into the other camp of being like, okay, you know what? We're not really in charge. Then who is, and who's going to take care of all this? Well, that's happening.
Yeah. And that's funny. I'm like along the same lines. And I was even thinking like, it really depends on from what perspective you're thinking. Cause if you're thinking purely like scientifically or secularly, if you will, then it's like, hey, why are we more important? But it's like, yeah, it comes down to, you know, you're going to do what's best to protect your species. And I thought, you know, if you see like roadkill, right? You see an animal on the side of the road, like it might just sit there, you know what I mean? Depending on where you're at, right? If you're in the middle of the city, probably not. But if you're like driving on a country road, that deer, that raccoon will just sit there, you know, for a long time, maybe forever until it's eventually fades away. But if a human was on the side of the road, it's not going to sit there. And why is that? And try to think about that. It's because other humans are going to do something about it. Gotcha. So if raccoons were smart enough or cared enough to go gather their other raccoon, you know, brother or sister and, you know, do something out of respect, dispose of, you know, bury them or do something, then it'd be different, right? But I guess it does come down to an intelligence and a self-awareness, and we have the privilege of being, as far as we know, as far as I know, the most intelligent species, right? At least on this planet for sure, right? Otherwise, I don't know of any other societies that have been built by another type of animal, right? But I think that's what kind of gives us the edge. But then I think, does that then make us more important? Maybe not, but it definitely lets us call the shots, right?
Yeah. Well, you brought up that point of like, we want to care if like, well, we do care when we see somebody on the side of the road. That's not 100% true in all situations.
Ooh, that is a good point. Yeah. I'm thinking of my privileged position here in the United States. Like, people aren't just laying around, but that in other parts of the world, that's true. Like, and that's not due to like humans not caring as much as they're just dealing with a lot more stuff than we are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting thought, because I mean, it does depend on your society and like kind of how you're brought up too, on what you give care to. So here's an interesting thought. we proactively take care of our pets as in spayed and neutering, so they we don't have a crazy animal problem here. But that's us imposing our will on the animals, and because we're thinking we know better than them. I don't know. Like, we don't have crazy amounts of animals everywhere. We do have animals in shelters. That's true. But compared to other parts of the world, namely, I can speak to Argentina, for example, there are dogs everywhere. And they're nasty. They're not taken care of. They're missing limbs or eyes or something. Like, they're not taken care of. So by us taking responsibility over animals and saying, like, hey, you know, we're going to limit how many, we're not just going to have animals breeding all over the place and no one's going to take care of them. We're actually giving animals like a better life because we can manage them better. Anyways, that's a thought.
And that's just because we've made that choice, right? Because it's not, I mean, so in Argentina that you mentioned, there's dogs running everywhere. Besides it probably being a nuisance for humans and maybe other animals, I guess, that maybe they're kind of pushing out. I don't know. Like, what is the real harm that's happening besides it affecting humans? Or is there other harm?
Well, there's harm. I mean, there's a lot more diseases being spread because of these animals. These animals are crazy underfed. So they are just bones. And then they get mistreated by people there. I mean, all I had to do is, it's sad, but all I had to do is pretend to pick up a rock and the dogs take off running. They're just, their quality of life just sucks, these animals down there. And here, at least here in the States, where I live at least, we have imposed our will because we feel like we know better. That, you know, animals, we're going to reduce how many animals are being brought into this world by spaying and neutering. And the animals that are coming into the world, that we are taking care of them, make sure they're fed. And if they're not, they're being mistreated or abandoned, they are going to the shelter. Yes, they can be put down. But at least they're being taken care of. Mm-hmm. That's us believing that we know better and we have dominion over them. So in that situation, I think it's good. I think it's good that humans are at least imposing our will on animals, Mother Nature, whatever.
Yeah, that's interesting way to look at it, or different, I guess, path to take on this discussion. That's one thing I was kind of thinking about is, you know, as humans, we're going to, you know, we keep expanding and building new neighborhoods, new places for us to inhabit, which then of course pushes out other animals and they have to go somewhere else, or bugs or whatever. I personally don't think that's a bad thing. You know, we obviously don't want to like cause any irreversible damage that will really negatively impact a particular ecosystem or something. But so we kind of take over areas and for our purposes. And, I was just thinking about it, and we could do that because we, like I said, I think we have the privilege of being able to call the shots because we have so much control because we have figured out how to do that. But let's say like an alien species or some type of superior species comes in and says, you know what, we're taking your space now because we see that we need it more than you, or we're just more important than you because we're smarter and we have found a way to like do it in a way that you can't stop us. I mean, is that different than what we're doing?
Go ahead, John.
I'll let not you different, no. I mean, honestly, we've been talking about it from our perspective, right? But when you think about it from purely a scientific perspective, we are simply, effectively, an animal species just like every other animal species on the planet. We just happen to, you know, be more organized, have societies, technologies and stuff. I mean, but when you look at it that way, we are simply another species just like any other. So from that perspective, you know, we're not necessarily better than animals. We just happen to have taken control. And then, yeah, in this case where some far superior alien species comes and takes over the planet, from their perspective, it would be probably no different than, you know, than us going in and cutting down a rainforest that, you know, maybe causes extinction of certain species, but we need the space, right? That would be no different in their eyes than it is to us.
And I guess we would have the benefit as humans to be able to like organize and fight back, right?
Right.
Because let's say these, I'll just call inferior species or something, less intelligent species like in a rainforest say, you know what? They're going to come take our jobs. They're going to take our homes. You know, what are we going to do about it? You know, have to be able to organize, which obviously they can't, but we can, right? So obviously just like, let's say the alien species feels justified in taking us over. We would feel obviously super justified in doing what we can to fight it. I mean, how many movies are about this, right? Like Independence Day, we're going to fight back and we're going to take them down, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting. So I don't know. Do you guys have any other like thoughts on this topic before we wrap it up?
No, actually, I think it's a great one.
Yeah, this is one where I didn't really do any research on. I'm just like, hey, here's just like a question that they're out there. But I appreciate everyone who's listened and has been listening to the podcast. You can always find this. You can email us if you have any like topic suggestions to boxesandfries@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at boxesandfries. Thanks for listening. You guys have a great day.
See ya.
See ya.